This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. South Korea is designating several southeastern provinces hard hit by COVID-19 as special disaster zones. This makes them eligible for financial support and relief. The designation is usually reserved for areas affected by typhoons, floods, and other national disasters. South Korea has over 8,000 coronavirus cases. Australia says all international travelers to the country will have to self-isolate for 14 days, and no cruise ships from foreign ports will be allowed to dock. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the actions are aimed at stopping the spread of COVID-19.
We know that the virus cannot be absolutely stopped. Of course not. No one can do that. But we can slow the spread. And we anticipate that will be what our task will be over about the next 6 months. No one can know for certain how long this will run. It could be shorter than that. It could be longer than that. But the measures that we're putting in place as a government is making those types of assumptions, but that is being updated on a daily basis.
Appearing on ABC's This Week, National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases Director Dr. Anthony Fauci says China's experience is a useful gauge for estimating the duration and severity of the outbreak.
China really dramatically did what we call social distancing. They just shut down the country. As they start getting back to normal personal interaction, I hope we don't see the second blip, but it's possible.
France has also announced new restrictions to contain the virus. Officials have already closed major tourist attractions, the Eiffel Tower and the Louvre. But starting today, most other places where people gather, restaurants, cinemas, non-essential retail, will be closed as well. You can track stories on the coronavirus and on other items of world interest on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. French voters went to the polls today to cast their votes in municipal elections despite the coronavirus outbreak. President Emmanuel Macron has insisted that the democratic continuity of the nation would be in jeopardy if the vote were delayed. The Vatican has taken an unprecedented decision due to the coronavirus outbreak. All Holy Week services with Pope Francis will be held without a congregation, including Easter Sunday Mass. Sabina Castelfranco has more for VOA.
It will be a very different Holy Week for the faithful this year, particularly for those in Rome. No one will be able to attend any of the services due to the coronavirus outbreak. The large crowds in St. Peter's Square will not be possible this year. A note on the website of the Prefecture of the Pontifical Household that appeared late Saturday said the faithful will be able to follow the events as they are streamed on the internet or carried on television, but no one will be able to actively participate. Holy Week is normally one of the busiest times of the year for Pope Francis, with tens of thousands of people arriving from all over the world to join in celebrating the resurrection of Jesus. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News.
Nigeria's emergency services say an explosion on Sunday killed at least 15 people and destroyed about 50 buildings after a fire broke out in a suburb of Lagos. This man witnessed the explosion.
Some houses collapsed, even the roofs, everywhere collapsed. And some people died, even the school here, people died. Yes, people died.
Several people were injured and taken to a hospital. The exact cause of the explosion is not yet known. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe says his country continues to prepare to host the Olympic Games in Tokyo this summer, despite widening concern about the viability of the Games given the global coronavirus outbreak. Reuters' Soraya Ali reports.
The announcement comes as countries around the world shut borders and cancelled public gatherings. The Tokyo 2020 torch lighting ceremony in ancient Olympia was already held without spectators. But Abe and his government have been adamant that the Olympics will go ahead. Speculations about a delay to the event, which is supposed to start in July, has grown since US President Donald Trump said organizers should consider a one-year postponement. Abe and Trump held a call after those comments, but the Japanese premier said they had not discussed a possible delay.
That's Reuters' Soraya Ali reporting. Russia and Turkey cut short their first joint patrol in Syria's Idlib province on Sunday after rebels and civilians opposed to a ceasefire agreement cut off a main roadway to block its path. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.